This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. No policy speech would be complete in this day and age without a nod to climate change. Hillary Clinton obliged today.
Some country is going to be the clean energy superpower of the 21st century and create millions of jobs and businesses. It's probably going to be either China, Germany, or America. I want it to be us.
In the solar category of clean energy, solar cells are getting cheaper. Tax credits and incentives are making them more popular as well. California leads in solar installation going away, and more is on the way, in part because in some places out here, it is the law of the land. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has that story.
For Mark Smith, owner of Solar Forward, installing a solar rooftop isn't just a matter of slapping panels on top of a house. Smith shows me some of the panels he's testing up on his own roof in the city of Santa Monica.
You have to consider the shading, you have to consider the slope of the roof, you have to consider the direction of the roof. So we take a lot of things into account when we design a solar system.
Solar Forward has installed hundreds of systems across Southern California. Smith's first project was on his own house, which he built without solar power in mind. His roof was oriented all wrong.
I had to add a roof plane that was large enough and facing the right direction to build my solar system.
From now on, new roofs in Santa Monica are going to have to be designed with solar in mind. That's because of a new law that says all new construction projects in the city must have a solar rooftop. I met up with Dean Kubani, Chief Sustainability Officer for Santa Monica, the day the law went into effect.
We, like a lot of other cities, are looking at greenhouse gas impacts and carbon impacts, and we're trying to figure out how can we become carbon neutral.
Santa Monica generates about 4.5 megawatts of power from solar, enough to power about 1,000 homes. How much more the new requirement will add is unclear. There isn't a lot of undeveloped land in Santa Monica. Still, the market is booming.
People are buying old buildings, knocking them down, and building new ones.
Santa Monica is not the first city in California to make this kind of solar mandate. That distinction goes to Lancaster, about 1.5 hours north of Los Angeles.
We were the first in California by, I think, 30 days.
Brian Ludicky is the planning director for the city of Lancaster. Its mandate began in 2014.
What we've learned is it's been a pretty positive experience. I really have not heard of any significant downsides from the requirement to place solar on new housing.
Ludicky says solar is a natural fit for Lancaster. Unlike cool coastal Santa Monica, Lancaster sits in the Mojave Desert. There's lots of sun from which to get energy. With that, lots of air conditioning needed.
Thanks so much.
Brandy Town bought her house before the mandate went into effect. Even so, her family still sprang for solar panels.
We were paying $260 a month for the electric. In the summer months, it was between $400 and $700 a month.
Now it's about $8 a month. Solar panels are all over Lancaster. Stop signs even have them to power their blinking red LEDs. So more than 2 years in, what lessons learned can Lancaster offer Santa Monica? Lancaster city planner Chun Ng.
I think each community is different. The housing market's different. The housing products are different. So I think they'll find their own set of unique challenges.
Just like each roof has its own considerations when it comes to solar. Santa Monica has less sun, Lancaster has more space, but a weaker housing market. Lately, it's only averaged about 100 home permits a year. And San Francisco, which next year becomes the first major American city to require solar, doesn't that have a lot of fog? I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.